William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich. It's Out of Bounds on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Who do you play for?
Play for the United States of America.
It's been 35 long years. Clemson has been waiting 35 years. It's finally coming home, baby. It's coming home.
Social experiments. USA. 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 USA.
Okay, okay. You know, what does that even prove, okay? You chant anything, people will join in. Canada! 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 Okay, they won't chant anything.
You blitz all night! If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm gonna take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's hear it, gentlemen. Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's go play some football. Let's go.
What is Chandler Bing's job?
Oh, gosh. This has something to do with numbers and processing. And it carries a briefcase.
10 seconds. You need this or you lose the game.
It has something to do with transponding. Oh, he's a transponster.
Like you stole something, Mr. Bosley.
You are looking live at Clemson Memorial Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina, where the game of the weekend is about to unfold.
Calma, regresa al backfield. Deshaun Watson, pase, touchdown! Touchdown, Clemson! Renzo! Por un segundo!
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really, a lot of hustle. I liked it.
How great is this? This could be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold him out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play. 1 second remaining.
Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
And welcome in to the indoor practice facility here on Clemson's campus. A bit soggy. There are a few leaves on the road.
You sounded a little Irish there.
It's a bit soggy
it's
out.
It's a bit soggy.
Isn't it, Governor? That was British.
Hmm?
Okay. We're live in the indoor facility for the next 2 hours and 52 minutes. We'll be live covering Clemson's interviews. We just got down here from Dabo Swinney's press conference, and that was quite fun today. Kelly, for the second consecutive week, did not ask a question, even though she wanted to. I did. I think I've only asked three questions ever. Well, since I started doing radio.
I was surprised.
Three questions in a press conference.
You didn't ask a question. Because I don't think I've been in a press conference yet where you asked Coach Sweeney a question. His press conference.
Yeah.
And it was very good. It was a great question. Thanks. Dabo seemed to not mind it at all. He gave you a good answer. But, yeah, I was just scared. Mainly because the question I had... I wanted to just throw him a softball with, you know, thoughts on your offense. Thoughts on your offense's performance against Louisville. But, you know, that's not really a question. That's just a statement.
Please come with offense, your thoughts.
Or the classic, which every reporter hates or media person hates, talk about your offense. Which I don't really see. I don't really have a problem with that. I mean, you want him to talk about it. But my main question I wanted to ask was, Coach, will 14 points beat Louisville and then just duck for cover, right? Because that's just insinuating a lot of things, you know, that your offense can't score more than 14, blah, 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 which I wasn't trying to insinuate.
Well,
so I just didn't ask it.
I don't think he would have taken it that way.
I don't think
I really
so.
Don't. I think he would
and
have
he
been,
likes us,
I think he would
right?
have been cool with it. Oh, sure.
He
absolutely.
Once called us the home team.
That's true. Mm-hmm. We did get the home team. We did get the home team treatment and the fist bump and the bro hug.
That was big.
That was nice.
That was huge.
But anyway, and it also, I mean, we probably didn't look great, you know, around our peers when that happened. But be that as it may, I just don't care. I just don't care about other people and their opinions. We do want your opinions today, especially on the text line, 9861566. You can call us 654 or 654-7627 on the Northland Communication phone lines. You can hit us up on Twitter, at Kwok Talk, at Kelly Gramlich, at 105.5 The Roar. Thought a lot of the press conference was about, and I thought we were going to get a lot further into the press conference without once mentioning Clemson's offense, because this matchup is about Clemson's defense taking on Lamar Jackson as it has been built. Dominant defense, dominant player. I mean, ESPN's got that promo running. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that's the storyline that everybody's focused on. How do you stop him? What do you do differently? In fact, we're going to have Christian Wilkins on here in a few minutes. And I've got a question for him about the pass rush, because Clemson's pass rush is the talk of the town of college football right now. Also, it's the talk of the Not Auburn Radio Network. What a great little spoof they did.
Someone give me a record book. I need to look up a record.
I love that they're back. Boy, enjoy that sack, because there will not be many of them tonight.
It made me think back to the Ohio State one where Clemson hits a field goal and they go, that's not going to be enough points to beat our Buckeyes this evening.
3 points is not
so
going to be
good.
Enough. Oh, yeah.
Those
and then he just kept saying War Eagle. Kept saying War Eagle over and over.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
That was outstanding. It just an absolutely ridiculous rendition of the game and whatnot. But it was very true that they just came off a game where they sacked the quarterback 11 times. 11 times. And now you're going up against a guy who you sacked a fair amount of times a year ago, but is a much different challenge. And so that's sort of, I guess, my overarching question that we'll continue to address throughout the week of shows. Is how in the world do you not just get to Lamar Jackson, as Dabo Swinney said, but you got to actually tackle him. Mm-hmm. You got to actually bring him to the ground. North Carolina, there were a couple times, especially in the first half, when the game was very close, where they got to Lamar Jackson, wrapped him up, he weaseled his way out and either ran or threw for yardage. You can't just sit around talking about how you're going to get to Lamar Jackson. You have to actually get it in your mind that you're going to bring him down. That's a whole different challenge that Dabo addressed today.
That is the main challenge that Dabo addressed, and he's not bullish at all on what Lamar Jackson can do. We've seen it. We've seen it in Death Valley, and he's averaging, 505 yards of total offense through two games, Lamar Jackson is, against two Power 5 opponents. I mean, albeit Purdue and North Carolina. The second big thing that Dabo spoke about in the press conference, and I think is going to be huge in this game, is, and it sounds simple, but it's so true, it's the turnover margin. It has to be. You give Lamar Jackson 5 turnovers last year and somehow, by the grace of God, find a way to beat him. That's unbelievable. I mean, you can't give the guy the ball back 5 times. And so Dabo did emphasize that there's no way that, he didn't say this explicitly, but I think he said it without saying it, there's no way you beat Louisville this year by giving them 5 turnovers in their house with kind of an offense that we're not sure how many points exactly they're going to put up. You cannot give Lamar Jackson the ball 5 times with turnovers.
Didn't you think that it was interesting that when people talked about the inability to stop Lamar Jackson, the first thing that Dabo said was, we turn it over 5 times?
Right.
He doesn't actually put, at least in terms of his public comments, he doesn't actually put the weight of that on his defense as much as he puts it on the offense. And even last week, you could put, other than the first long drive, we talked about 50 plays, 48 yards for Auburn after the first drive. The only 3 points they gave up were because they gave Auburn the football inside the 20-yard line. You can tell that it's a point of emphasis, that the defense, it basically will perform as well as the offense can hang on to the ball against Lamar Jackson. That's what Dabo Swinney suggested. Now, it also helped last year that they were playing at night and you had a million false start penalties and you had a whole bunch of communication issues. And, in fact, I've not looked this up since last week, but Louisville in a neutral site game against Purdue in week 1 had 10 false start penalties against Purdue with a freshman center who is going to be absolutely destroyed by Christian Wilkins, who we'll speak to momentarily, and Clemson's defense. He will get chewed up and spit out. There's no question.
Mm-hmm.
But how will the rest of that line respond, and how will Lamar Jackson sort of try to counter that, I think is quite an interesting bit of conversation for this week.
What's interesting, too, with Louisville is they did not play well against Purdue. I thought they looked a lot better against North Carolina. Overall, top to bottom, no turnovers for Louisville against the Tar Heels. They really won that game by 20. UNC scored late to cut the lead. So I think that the Louisville-UNC game is much more indicative of what Louisville can do rather than the Louisville-Purdue game. And another part of this, too, is that the Cardinals have yet to play a game at home. This is their first home game. They've played a neutral site in a road game, so you know they're pumped to get back to Papa John's. And, I mean, every team plays better at home, so take that into consideration. And when you talk about last year's game, Louisville and Clemson, remember, Clemson was up 28-10 at halftime. I firmly believe that if Clemson does not turn the ball over 5 times in that game, it is not close in the fourth quarter. Lamar Jackson still maybe cuts into that lead, but it's not a one-possession game at the end.
Well, Clemson certainly wasn't coming from behind late.
No.
They weren't going to have to do that.
That's the thing. So, again, the turnovers are just huge, and we'd like to think that, you know, turnovers were just a problem last year. They're not a problem this year, but we've seen three turnovers already in the first two games. So it seems like it's still kind of a bugaboo.
654-ROAR is the number if you'd like to get in on the phone today, 654-7627 if you'd like to get in on the Northern Communication phone lines. We've got Chris
Wilkins
coming
not
in
yet.
Moments, but not right now. He's doing all kinds of stuff. They've got one-on-one interviews for him and a little TV hit for him as well. And so I'll tell you what. Can we take a little break? Let's take a break. We'll take an early first segment break. We'll come back with Christian Wilkins. We're live from the indoor facility in Clemson. So much interview, so much analysis, so much talk surrounding this game. It is now the game of the week in the country. I thought it was a game of the week in the country anyway. ESPN tried to tell people differently that Miami, Florida State's still relevant. And while I'm thinking about it, you have no power right now.
No, I don't have power.
A lot of folks in Clemson still no power. There are six schools in Pickens County that don't have power today. And so there's a lot of cleanup going on. Fortunately, where I am, there was very little damage. There were some flickering lights and flickering power on and off at times. But really, very blessed to be outside of the scope of the storm yesterday. So as Irma has passed us, or the remnants of Irma have passed us, and we start to survey damage, man, thoughts and prayers for people who are experiencing significant loss today, are having to pick up the pieces, so to speak. If that's you, and we're coming to you today in sort of a time of crisis in your life, we want you to know that our prayers are with you today as you survey. And certainly down in Florida, it's far worse and far more impactful well into the future. And so many people are having those types of conversations and having those thought processes today. And we're very grateful that, you know, in the grand scheme of things, the things that we're dealing with here are relatively minor.
Right. We don't want to minimize anyone's problems here, but in the end, most likely you're probably better off than the people down in Florida. So prayers for them. And in the end, look, hey, if you're out of power, like I have, I don't have power in my apartment, turn on your old radio, your battery-powered radio.
Yes.
Hook us up, get the antenna going, and grab the feed for this show. And I will say, last 9 o'clock without power, I was very bored. I didn't have internet. I was sitting in the dark. And like a pioneer woman of the 1850s, I read a book by candlelight.
Outstanding.
For my entertainment last night.
I'm glad that you lived like
I'll be
Laura
churning
Ingalls
butter this
Wilder.
Evening.
Yes. That's outstanding. Will you teach me? Like, can we do that? Can you teach class on churning
you
butter?
You think I know how to churn butter?
I don't know. I feel like we learn to teach others.
That's true.
So
I'll work on it.
All right, short break. Hour one continues. Christian Wilkins going to join us next year on Out of Bounds Live from the indoor facility at Clemson.
It's the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week, heard right here on WCCP-FM, The Roar. Join William Qualkenbush every Friday night at 7 p.m. for a live broadcast of the Upstate's finest games. It's the Tri-County High School Football Game of the Week. Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do, and enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And don't miss the best Sunday brunch you'll find anywhere. Every Sunday from 11 to 2:30, the finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
I'm Dabo Sweeney. For years, you've listened to me talk about the good people and superior service at Blue Ridge Security Solutions. Now I have some really exciting news. They have merged with Priority One Security, another local company with the same standard of excellence in residential, commercial, and industrial security. The same people are still in place making sure that your property is protected around the clock no matter where you are. Priority One Security. Take it from me.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
When you've been in business almost 100 years, you've been doing something right. Since 1917, the key to Harbin Lumber's success has rested on its hardworking employees, people just like you, providing top lumber, building supplies, and contract services. You can be confident in customer service and support you can trust for your project, whether construction or large remodeling jobs. Call 353-5053. Find us on Facebook or online at harbinlumber.com. For only $6.99 a month, your company could lease the Isuzu NPR HD. Ideal for deliveries, for service, or for maintenance, the NPR offers class-leading fuel economy, unmatched maneuverability, and B10 diesel engine life of 375,000 miles. See why Christopher Trucks stands behind the Isuzu NPR HD. Christopher Trucks, Whitehorse Road at I-85, 269-2131. Online at ChristopherTrucks.com. Includes security deposit, excludes tax and title, $13,398 due at leasing.
Right now is the time to start your search for your perfect Ford vehicle at Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard. The Anderson Ford Matchmaker Program provides you with an inventory specialist who'll put you and your family in the perfect Anderson Ford vehicle. They'll listen to your needs and make sure your new or certified pre-owned Anderson Ford is a perfect match. Anderson Ford, doing business differently. Anderson Ford, 3900 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
Sheriff Taylor.
I'm Sheriff Taylor. What can I do for you?
I'm Collins, State Inspector from Columbia.
Oh, well, you're a week early. My deputy's going to be sorry he missed you. He's visiting with his Aunt Maureen in Mount Pilot.
Is that your 2017 Toyota RAV4 out front?
No, it belongs to my deputy.
Your deputy afford a new vehicle like that, Sheriff?
Well, you see, we always go to the good folks at Ralph Hayes Toyota.
Ralph Hayes
Toyota. They got a good selection and they treat you like family.
Is that right? I've been thinking about a Toyota Corolla myself.
Well, I tell you what, let's do. Let's take Barney's RAV4 on over there to Ralph A's Toyota and do us some car shopping.
Sure your deputy won't mind.
Well, you know what they say. When the cat's away...
When the cat's, what's a cat got to do with this?
Mr. Collins, I do believe you left your sense of humor back there in Columbia. Get $3,000 cash back on a 2017 RAV4. Go to RalphA'sToyota.com. Offer includes 224 closing fee with approved credit ends October 2nd, 2017.
Ralph A's Toyota.
Hi, I'm John, the new owner of the Butcher's Block in Anderson. We've made a ton of changes to the way we serve you. The best meals are always farm to table, and that's what we do. Only the freshest ingredients from local produce. Literally a local guy that has farm stands. I know your day can be hectic, so we can take care of dinner for you with our pre-prepared meals, are made fresh, never frozen. Give us a little notice, and we'll even cook them for you. Just swing through the drive-thru, and it's ready for your table. From lasagna to chicken pie, with bread and salad included, a balanced home-cooked meal for four for just $6.25 per person. And don't forget, we're a butcher shop, too. The fresh, never-frozen meats, grass-fed, free-range, hormone- and antibiotic-free. Good for you and a great tasting, too. We have just about every cut available to order. T-bones, ribeyes, strips, filet. And don't forget the sides like our amazing twice-baked potatoes to add to your cookout. Come see us at the Butcher's Block, 1702 North Main Street, Anderson.
Want to be a hit at the tailgate party? Then bring the beef jerky. And not just any jerky. Fresh, local, all-natural beef jerky from the Greenville Jerky Company. Your upstate source for incredible, premium, grass-fed Carolina beef jerky is the Greenville Jerky Company. Forget the chips and the cheese puffs. Bring the high-protein, low-fat, all-natural snack that everybody loves. The Greenville Jerky Company makes jerky every week, so you're assured of the freshest local jerky for your next tailgating party. Be the man. Bring the jerky. Greenville Jerky Company jerky.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
If this is some sort of hazing ritual, we're going to end up naked in a river somewhere. I'll need to arrange for a ride home.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Some nights I stay up, casting in my padlock.
All right, welcome back. Hour one continues. Out of Bounds live here in the indoor practice facility on Clemson's campus. A very empty and quiet and, on a dare I say, July-ish campus. I mean, it's just so empty. There's nobody here.
I mean, it is 60-something degrees, right? Though.
Well, that's true. Maybe a December-ish campus.
Yeah.
A Thanksgiving break-ish campus. That's where we're going to stop with those. Christian Wilkins joins us. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, appreciate you having me.
Thanks for being here.
Oh, yeah.
Has it been great without class, or does it feel weird? Like, where are you on that?
I'm kind of in the middle somewhere. It's nice not to have class, but at the same time, it does feel weird. It's like we definitely should be in class. And even yesterday, I didn't really get the memo about class being canceled. So, like, I started to walk to class for a second, and I was like, something doesn't feel right. Like, they definitely canceled class. So I looked at my phone, and then I was like, oh, yeah, class is canceled. And then started walking back in shame. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like that. It shows, first of all, it shows the studiousness, obviously. Oh, yeah. And then secondly, it's that sort of like getting in the routine. Like Coach Sweeney just talked about that, where he didn't want to throw off the routine because it's a very specific plan, and so he just had you guys come in a half hour early rather than radically changing changing what you guys do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. No, that routine, that plan is big. You know, not like a, it's not like superstitious or anything, but it's just like once you get your mind and like you a plan routine, like, okay, wake up, do this, this, this. Like, all right, I have all day to do this or that. Like when you get a little more free time, it's like weird though too because you don't know what to do sometimes, but like you're like, all right, I guess I'll go do whatever, you know. But yeah, definitely the plan and the routine is definitely big for our preparation.
Christian, let's talk about Auburn real quick. I mean, 11 sacks. We kind of asked you off air, did you understand how many y'all had in the moment, or were you, did you just keep going after him and you weren't really thinking about it?
Yeah, like that's the thing, like what a lot of people who don't play sports don't understand is like you don't really think about this stuff, you know, you just kind of just keep playing ball and like, you know, letting things happen. But then afterward you look up, you're like, oh man, like that many, like I didn't know that. Like when you're in the heat of the moment, you just kind of, you're just playing, you know, you don't know what you're doing really. Like, you know, you're doing well or like, you know, if you're doing bad kind of, but you just keep, you know, like every play is a new player, every series is a new series. So like, that's the kind of the mindset you want to have. But when it's going on, you really aren't sure of it.
One more on the sacks. Austin Bryant last year kind of had, he had some injury issues. He was in and out a bit. How nice was it to see him kind of just go off in that Auburn game?
You know, it was really good to see. And it was really good for his confidence and everything, you know, coming off of, you know, because his career here so far has kind of been a little weird, you know, not playing much behind, you know, Shaq and Dodd his freshman year, and then last year having the injury and the coming back, trying to work back. Mm-hmm. And now this year he's been healthy. You know, he really has the opportunity to really contribute. It was really good to see that. And I feel like, you know, he doesn't get as much love. He's kind of the dark horse of the starting defensive line, you know, because everyone always says Klee, Dex, Christian, but we're like, what about Austin? Like,
right.
We all think it. We're like, Austin's just as good as that, you know.
I mean,
so he's really talented.
He's a Power
really
Ranger, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You know, he works really hard. He does everything. But, you know, he's just a good teammate, all that. And, like, he puts in the work. You know, we knew he, you know, and I feel like with, you know, it could be like that for anybody on any given game, you know, because, you know, it just happened to be him that game. You know, he really was working. He was working hard and was able to make a lot of plays, and it was good to see that.
You guys sacked Lamar a fair amount last year in the matchup with Louisville. Obviously, you know, home crowd helps a little bit with that, but I mean, do you have to focus on getting a different mindset when you can kind of tee off on a guy like Stidham and you get comfortable doing that, that you can't be quite as aggressive maybe in pursuing a Lamar Jackson with his athleticism?
Kind of, sort of. It's just like, you know, every player, every, you know, quarterback has different tendencies and things you got to, you know, really kind of focus on and, you know, kind of do's and don'ts. You definitely, like, just the way you want to rush or the way you want to pursue, you can't do that necessarily. Like, you can't just be jumping out of gaps and just leaving the middle of the, you know, the line open for him, because he will take that and, you know, and just, you know, Lamar will make a great play like, you know, he does so many times. So really you just got to be, you know, we're going to have to be together, you know, with the way we rush and the way we pursue him. You know, the chemistry that we have is really going to have to show and be on full display, you know, so we can get a, you know, put a good result together for the defense.
When you watch him the first two games this year, are there any differences, any sort of, I don't know, unique attributes that maybe didn't show up last year as you compare him?
Definitely. What I've seen is just his ability to, you know, pass the ball a lot more now. Like, what I've seen his first year, you know, through last year, it was just kind of like, all right, that first option's not there. I'm going to take off and run, make a play. But now he's sitting in the pocket. Okay, if option one's not there, option two's not there, okay, option three's not there, now I'm going to run. You know, so that's just kind of scary, honestly, because, you know, it just shows his improvement as a, you know, player overall and becoming a more complete player, you know, becoming more of a passer. That just adds another, you know, part to his game, where last year it was really just like, all right, okay, you kind of just knew to wait and like, okay, because he's going to take off. If there's good coverage and his number one receiver ran there, he's like, okay, here it comes. He's going to take off, so I'm going to be ready to run. I got my track shoes on. So really, like, you know, that's the biggest, you know, improvement I've seen in him so far.
You talk about his improvability as a passer, and don't give away too much of the game plan. I'm not asking you that, but is the goal still kind of to make him beat you with his arm?
V puts together the game plan, and we're just going to try to execute it as much as we can. So,
imagine that's the goal?
I really couldn't tell you. I mean, we're just going to have to be ready for whatever, make plays, and, you know, and it all starts up front. You know, mm-hmm. we're going to have to do our job, and, you know, and just going to have to be a collective, you know, performance by the defense. We're all going to have to be on it, you know, to really stop this guy and stop Louisville because they're a good team. So
there's a difference in knowing that a guy can play and then seeing him play, and so you know by what you've seen.
Right.
When you see the kind of game that Dorian had, mm-hmm. you see the kind of game that basically everybody in the secondary in that back four or five had where, I mean, it made you guys' job easier the way they were covering downfield. What type of confidence does that give you moving forward to know that not just what they've done on the practice field, but that they translate it and that the standard that you guys have set on the front, that the linebackers, that the secondary also is setting that type of standard?
Well, I mean, it's just good to see. It's good for a lot of people's confidence. You know, we still got to – like, we have a lot of guys who obviously played a lot of ball who are real confident, but we still have some younger guys who didn't play much ball until this point, until now this year. And, you know, it's good to see that because, you know, we had Kayvon go out there and, you know, put together a good game. Like, you know, he was on it. And Trayvon Mullen, who didn't play much last year but played, you know, just, you know, had a really good game. And Mark Fields, like, it's just good because – you know, it just was good to see that we're all working together and, you know, guys are setting the bar high in practice, you know, bringing it every day, practicing really hard, staying focused, locked into meetings, and it's good to see it all translate onto the field.
You've been a part of two other Louisville games and now this one coming into this year. Are you aware of the history between these two schools? The only the three games played, but just the close nature, right?
Everyone's been close. Even when we went up there my freshman mm-hmm. year and Lamar Jackson wasn't playing, he might have had like three snaps in the game. I mean, it still was a close grind out game, grind out win. They come here last year, everybody knows about that game, how that turned out, and, you know, how close of a game it was. And even the year before I came here, that was another, there was like no offensive touchdown scored right. or something crazy like that. So it just is, this game's always a close one. You really got to be ready to go four quarters, go the distance, because they're going to get up to play us and we'll be ready to play them. So it's just going to be, you know, two really good teams going at it.
Visiting with Christian Wilkins, Clemson defensive lineman. The Tigers getting ready to go up to Louisville. 8:12, is that right? 8:12.
It's a late one.
What a specific time. A lot later than we thought. In fact, right.
Is it past
5 hours later?
Past Young Dex's bedtime?
Way past his bedtime. By the time the game will get out, it'll be way past his bedtime. I'll be having to, put him to bed on the plane on the way back, you know, making sure he gets his rest.
It's a good father. Right. Good older brother.
Right. Father, good fellow Power Ranger.
Tuck him in on the plane. You know, get him, make sure he has a blanket and a pillow, and he's good.
This is kind of an off-the-wall question. Can you tell a difference in Coach Venables when he's going up against somebody like Bobby Petrino that's a schemer, that has a great reputation? Is there like a difference to him this week?
There's no difference. V is the same guy each and every day, no matter who we're playing. We could be playing Louisville, we could be playing Kansas. It doesn't matter. V's the same guy, same intensity, always on edge. Does a good job of respecting the game, respecting the opponent, and he wants to be the best each week. And, I mean, I feel like the players kind of feed off of that, We see the intensity he brings and how great he wants to be no matter who we're playing, and we kind of have that same mentality as well.
The most recent example of Louisville playing a game like this, they won by 6 touchdowns last year against Florida State
right.
in what you might consider to be their home Super Bowl.
Right.
I think the stat is they played 3 times with both teams being ranked, and they've won all 3 by double digits. Is that a rallying cry for you guys that you're not going to be number 4? Do you even think about history?
No, you don't even think about this stuff. I mean, each game is different. There's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, we were able to pull out a win this past week against Auburn, but no ACT team beat an SEC team. I mean, we weren't thinking about that, but, I mean, that's something, you know, you can't think about that kind of stuff. Each game is different. You got to go out there and play a game and, you know, prepare all week and just be ready for whatever.
This is a tough question, so I'm going to let you reflect on this just for a minute. Is there anything before the game, during the game, after the game, anything that happened on Saturday that surprised you, that you were just like, wow, I can't believe that happened? Anything at all?
I wouldn't say anything that really surprised me, because I kind of go into every game thinking and knowing that anything can happen. I really just prepare for whatever. Obviously you prepare each game. You feel good about certain games. You feel good about game plan, whatever. But in the back of your mind that anything can happen. You know, it's a game. You know, it doesn't matter who you're playing. Just you always want to be ready for whatever. So you really, you know, and I've seen a lot, you know, in my 32 games here at Clemson. I've been through, you know, wins by 60 points and, you know, wins by a point. So I know now what to expect, you know, in all these games, and like, you know that anything could happen, and really at this point nothing really surprises me. So
speaking of the unexpected, did you expect to be on the field for 13 minutes in that first quarter? Were you huffing a little bit?
I was actually pretty okay, but because once it started to settle, once the offense, like early on, I was just like, if every quarter was like that, then maybe it would have been a little different. But you know, that first quarter, it was obviously, you know, you're playing a lot of snaps in the first, way more than you're used to in the first quarter. But then, you know, after it kind of settles, offense gets the ball, they start to get in the rhythm a little bit. Then you're able to kind of settle down, like, okay, I'm good. Like, here we go, we're good. Like, you know, let's just play ball, you know, just kind of rally the guys and be like, all right, we're good. Like, you know, it was a little bit of a fluky first quarter. Like, now it's time to just play ball.
One more for you, and then we got to let you run because you got more important things to do than hang out with us. Going to Louisville, they're having a blackout. They've made it a big deal. Does that create sort of a heightened emotional sense for you guys where you're just more aware that they think it's a big deal? Do you have to come down off of that? Like, what's your approach?
Really just, I feel like it may be that way for them, but for us, we have to just approach it like another game. I mean, you know, and like the bigger, like, the game, like, my thing is the bigger the game, the smaller you have to make it. And I don't mean, like, you know, the bigger it is to outside people, you know, really, like, you know, Louisville or, you know, media or whoever. Because every game to me, I try to make it seem like it's the same game. It doesn't matter. Like, I try to prepare as hard as I can, get ready in the same way, do my same routine, my same rituals, no matter who we're playing. So, like, the bigger outside sources might make it, or outside forces or whatever, you know, the smaller you have to make it within, you know, and just be like, okay, it's really just another game. You know, there's nothing, you know, because all games are big, all games matter, you know, so that's really the way I try to approach it.
Christian Wilkins, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much.
All
we
right,
appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys.
Best of luck.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. A lot of good stuff from Christian right there. A lot of good insight to not just Louisville coming up, but also the last week and approaching. Gosh darn it, the guy just sounds like a coach, doesn't
yeah.
he? He sounds more and more like a coach every day. Our little Power Rangers growing up.
Also, typical us in that Tim Bray was standing over his shoulder for about 5 minutes, and we just kept asking questions.
Oh, we just kept going.
That's what we do.
He gave me the old, whatever. Our man Brad Frelick is moseying on over
following
right now,
Christian Wilkins.
In a bit of a lull media-wise over there, so we're going to snack in for a couple minutes. Hey, Brad.
What's going on, guys?
Oh, man, we're doing great.
I can't follow Christian Wilkins now.
That's okay. You don't have to.
My personality is not quite
Brad
as big.
Yeah.
That's right. Best is the standard.
My personality, not quite as big as Christian Wilkins. All of me is not quite as big as Christian Wilkins. But what's up, guys?
Well, man, I'm trying to figure out how to take anything from the first two games and apply it to Louisville with Lamar Jackson, and I can't quite make it fit.
I mean, I think you can take a lot from this Auburn game. I don't know if you can take anything from the first game, but I think you can take a lot from these guys being able to handle being in a grind it out, fight it out game and find a way to win when things don't necessarily go as you want them to go. So I think you can take a lot of that. I think Kelly Bryant played well, and I really do. And because, I mean, if you take Kelly Bryant's performance against Auburn and look at Deshaun Watson's performance against Auburn, there's not a lot of difference last year.
Interesting. If only someone made that point on the show yesterday.
I mean, because Deshaun Watson struggled a bit against that defense last year.
Right.
I mean, I think Auburn has something to do with that. They got a bunch of NFL guys over there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think they've got something to do with that. So I think you can take that out of that game. I think you could, defensively, I think you take everything out of that game, to be totally honest with you, because here's the deal. Jarrett Stidham and that offense, they're going to put up points this year against a bunch of SEC teams. I don't think they're going to be in a bunch of 14-6 games. I don't think they're going to score six very many times for the rest of the year. They may not. I mean, they're probably going to score 25-plus points almost every game they play from here on out. So I think Clemson's defense being able to completely take them out in the second half and limit them to nothing, I think you can take a lot from that. And I also think that having seen Lamar Jackson before last year, I mean, they know what he does. And everybody can say different player, different. No, he's not. He's the same dude. He's just better. I mean, you just get better as you get older, but he still does what he does. I mean, he's got incredibly quick release, throws the ball incredibly hard. He may be throwing it a little bit more accurate this year, but accuracy also depends on how many hands are in your face and how you're trying to get out of the way from these guys. So I think they know what they're going into. And so I think that defensive line had 11 sacks. They got all the confidence in the world right now that they're going to go chase down another quarterback this Saturday. So I think you can take a lot.
Okay.
The confidence level is high. You kind of answered my question, Brad. The main thing I was asking is how good is this Auburn offense? That's the main question. And you think they're going to be better than
I think they'll be good.
Than definitely we saw on Saturday.
Yep.
I'm just not sure if I'm buying that this Auburn defense or Auburn offense was a real test. Now, I think part of it is that Clemson made them look silly, and you've got to give Clemson credit for that.
Right. I think Clemson's going to make a lot of people look silly. I mean, I just do. I think
I agree with you.
With the guys that they roll in there in those first two levels of that defense, I think they're going to make a lot of people look silly. I think they're going to make a lot of people one-dimensional. They tried to make Auburn tried to make Jarrett Stidham beat them, and he couldn't do it. And I don't think Auburn's offensive line could hold up against the pressure. But I don't think that's an indictment on Auburn's offense as much as it is a plus on Clemson's defense. I think they're that good. I think I heard somebody say this the other day. I think every guy that starts on Clemson's defense is an NFL guy. Every single one of them. That's crazy.
I think you're right about that.
But it's a college team. And every single one of those dudes is going to play on Sunday, unless something crazy happens. But odds are that most, if not every single guy on that Clemson defense is going to play in the NFL. And
so,
I think when you've got – and thing is, it's not just the starters. They got NFL guys two and three deep in some spots. So I think Clemson's defense is going to be very, very difficult to handle for anybody they play.
If last year's defense was one of the, I don't know, three, four, five best in the country, I think people would say that.
Mm-hmm.
I said yesterday, I think this is the best defense in the country, period, based on what they did against. Nobody's going to make anybody look like Clemson made Auburn look relative to who they supposedly are. I don't think anybody's going to do that to anybody else all year.
No.
What just happened?
Yeah, I really think the guys that they run through there on the defensive line, all of them, I think are frontline guys anywhere else. I mean, I think Albert Huggins and, I mean, those guys that are in that second group or even third group in some cases, I think they start pretty much anywhere else in the country, except they can't do it here because the guys are in front of them. And so I just think, can you imagine if Richard Yergin and those guys were still around? I mean, holy cow. So I think Clemson's defense, here's the deal. I think what they're going to do this weekend is I think they are going to heat it up on Lamar Jackson. And if he can handle it and beat him, then you tip your cap. But I think they're going to heat it up, and I think they're going to try to make Lamar Jackson beat him with his arm or try to find a way to scramble out and make plays with his legs. But if Lamar Jackson can handle that pressure and beat that defense, then tip your cap.
All right, we're up against a break, but I want to leave you with this. WYFF, you guys do amazing stuff.
Thanks,
What's
man.
Going on with you guys?
Well, we've got people in both places today. I'm here in Clemson, Mark's in Columbia. Because that's a big game down there this weekend, too.
Mm-hmm.
They're 2-0, and they got Kentucky coming in. So we've got all of that, and obviously the high school football stuff. But, yeah, I mean, it's football season. Football season is kind of regimented for us, kind of like it is everybody else. But it's an exciting time of year, man. It's an exciting time. And I think in this state, when Clemson and South Carolina are both relevant, it makes the state a whole lot more fun. I really do.
Brad, I have to ask you real quick. As a Texas guy, what's up with the horns? Are they going to make a bowl?
What's up with anybody in that state?
Okay, anybody?
Baylor.
Anybody in I know Dofer's an A&M
Baylor
guy.
Baylor lost to Liberty. Who set
Kevin
their school record
and
for
UTSA.
Fired?
UTSA.
Kevin Sumlin's getting fired. Baylor can't beat,
UTSA.
Liberty and UTSA.
The Roadrunners.
Yeah, I don't think Baylor can beat Austin Westlake.
Westlake's pretty good.
compared to Baylor, they probably are. I don't know what's going on in that state, to be completely honest with you. I mean, unless Oklahoma's just getting all of them. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know what.
Or Oklahoma State.
Yeah, I don't know. But I think it's wild. Just the irrelevancy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they just don't matter.
Houston went to Arizona once.
5 years ago, Texas was the best job in the country.
I think it's still a pretty good job.
Now they can't
beat
Maryland.
I don't know who the players are, though.
No. Right. Nobody knows who the players are because they don't have any. Tom Herman's got a big job ahead of him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. To answer your question, I don't know what's going on.
More fun to cover Clemson and South Carolina right now than maybe even Texas and Texas A&M.
Yeah.
So much more.
I would say that. I would say it's been that way ever since I've been here.
Yeah. I've moved out here, right?
I mean, this is my seventh year here. That's hard to believe.
Yikes.
But since I've been here, I mean, Clemson's won 10 games every year I've been here. So
This is my seventh season. Look at us.
Isn't that crazy?
Twins.
So, I'm just older.
Texas twins. Yeah. Twins from Texas.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brad.
Yeah,
we appreciate it.
Thanks for having
me on, guys.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you.
Hey, if you would like to, by the way, the Cowboys are 1-0, so that's nice. If you'd like to jump aboard the whoever it is besides Zeke Express, don't do it. It's a trap. They're going to lose a bunch of games now because they barely scored on the Giants with Zeke. Then you can with FanDuel.com. I can promise you, this is the best way to play, because if you drafted Zeke Elliott in a 17-week season, then you're kind of screwed because he's going to miss six of them. He's going to.
We're not even sure he's missing Saturday, by the way.
Oh, he's missing. Come on, get that out of here.
We're not sure.
The NFL, well, I'll say this. If the NFL wants ratings, he'll play week two. Until the NFL doesn't want ratings, he's going to keep playing. And then when the ratings are fine and no one's talking about that, then they'll just go ahead and like pay off a judge or something. I'm all into the NFL being a mafia, by the way. FanDuel.com, it's a way to play for as little as a dollar. There's no busted seasons. I love the $1 games because, quite frankly, it gives me an out where I'm like, it's just a dollar. But then if you win real cash in real time. It's unbelievable. Over 2.5 million players have won cash prizes playing fantasy sports on FanDuel. Go to FanDuel.com right now, click the Join Now button, and use my code OOB to sign up, and you get free entry into the NFL Sunday Million. Over $1 million in cash prizes paying out. I played in that NFL Sunday Million. I did not win $1 million, but I am going to play again next week. FanDuel.com. Sign up with the code OOB. FanDuel.com. Promo code OOB. Void where prohibited. Much more from the indoor practice facility in Clemson when Out of Bounds returns in just a moment.
Brad and Ben are taking the press box on the road on Wednesday, September 13th. They'll be eating great food and talking Clemson football at the Butcher's Block, 1702 North Main Street in Anderson. Wednesday the 13th from 9 till noon on 105.5 The Roar.
Relax, we're in Tigertown. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson for all your financial needs. With products and services like free checking with e-statements, loans for all reasons, the Founders app with mobile deposit and Founders Online, you can be all in at Founders and all in with your national champion, Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Just like our national champion Clemson Tigers, John Deere and AgPro know a thing or two about leaving it all on the field. Their compact tractors feature legendary toughness, strength, and unrivaled durability. Right now, you can check out the entire John Deere lineup at AgPro. They even have special financing available, so it won't take a big bite out of your budget. Find the location nearest you or request a quote today at agproco.com.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
There's no one like you, and this fall, Pandora Jewelry lets you show that to the world with over 150 rings to choose from. Crafted from sterling silver, Pandora rose, or 14-karat gold, every hand-finished ring lets you play with possibility. Stack rings for impact, or wear single rings for every finger. Shop the newest rings from Pandora Jewelry now, and do see the wonderful. Pandora available at Turner's Jewelers at the Applewood Center Place. Visit us online at turnersjewelers.com.
When playing football for Coach Sweeney, I learned the value of hard work and doing things the right way. My name is John Wright Jr., and now that I'm in the field of commercial real estate, I have the opportunity to apply those principles in my daily business. If you're in the market for buying, selling, or leasing property from office or retail to industrial or land, then let me know at McCoyWright.com. That's McCoyWright.com, where we will do our best to ensure your success. And remember, if it's not McCoy Wright, it's not right.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Temperatures are on the rise, and now is the perfect time to make sure you're ready for summer's heat with a Coleman air conditioning system for your home. Known for rugged dependability and tremendous value, Coleman products stand the test of time. Plus, every Coleman unit is backed by industry-leading warranties. Call Roland Services and Tailors, your local Coleman dealer at 864-360-2822 for a free evaluation of your system. And learn how you can save up to 50% in energy costs this summer.
Football season is here, and it's time to score big and get in on the action with MyBookie.ag. MyBookie is an industry-leading website and the best place for you to cash in on all the insane last-minute drives, huge upsets, and heart-pounding finishes. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. They have in-game live betting on nearly every sporting event, plus a user-friendly mobile site so you never miss a single play. Are you sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a payout? Come join MyBookie today. With decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print, you'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Use promo code RADIO to activate your bonus of up to 100%. Call 844-900-2387 or visit mybookie.ag to open an account. That's 844-900-BETS or go online to mybookie.ag and use promo code RADIO. Win with the best only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
Where shall we begin?
Out of Bounds is on the air.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
105.5 The Roar. Back to Kwok and Kelly.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
All right, welcome back to the indoor practice facility in Clemson. Glad to have you with us. William Kwok, Kelly Gramlich, Out of Bounds. Hour one flying by. Absolutely flying. Thanks to Christian Wilkins and to WYFS Brad Fralick for joining us here in this hour. Currently, Trayvon Mullen holding court with the media throng. I'm not sure if we're going to get him or not, but he's over there. If we do, then we'll bring it to you in hour number two. If not, then Kelly's going to snag him and grab some stuff for a little pregame show on Saturday. So either way, you'll get to hear from Trayvon Mullen this week at some point.
Well, speaking of flying, if you bring up Trayvon Mullen, you got to bring up the no-fly zone. And this guy getting his first start of his career against Louisville, which is big, only a sophomore. And from what I see on ClemsonTigers.com, I could be wrong here, Kwok, but, I mean, Tim Bray doesn't make mistakes. Trayvon Mullen is Lamar Jackson's cousin. Did you know this?
I did not know.
I think maybe we mentioned it last year, but because Mullen wasn't playing as much, it wasn't exactly a major story. But, I mean, can you imagine Trayvon Mullen intercepting his cousin this weekend at Louisville, if that happens?
Well, I think there probably will be some smack talk.
And then
talk.
You have to answer for it at Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever. Or if Lamar goes and carves him up. It could go either way.
Depends on how close they are. Also, props to you for using Thanksgiving and carves in the same sentence. That was outstanding.
I got you.
Well done. This hour of the program is brought to you by Tiger Moving Company. I still can't get over how they will move like Connor Shaw in the Taj. Mm-hmm. How does that work?
Well, they don't discriminate. Yes, their name is Tiger Moving Company. They are the clean-cut and reliable movers. They have a team of over 70 guys that do moving the right way. And yes, they're called Tiger Moving Company, but they will move you if you are a Gamecock, if you're a Chanticleer, if you're a Paladin, if you're a Bulldog, whatever you are, they will move you. They don't discriminate at all. Check out their reviews on Google, Yelp, and Facebook. They've moved Connor Shaw. They've moved Taj Boyd. They'll move anybody on the spectrum, on the fanhood spectrum. And their moving trucks are named Taj, Artavis, Vic, and Dabo, and Deshaun, and Renfro, and et cetera. So if you want to get your stuff moved in the Renfro truck, I'm sure that truck is very reliable and steady and solid and never drops anything. Check out Tiger Moving Company, tigermovinggreenville.com. They serve Anderson, Spartanburg, Greenville, and Clemson, or give them a call, 864-908-9028.
Thanks so much, Kelly. To wrap up hour one, how about in hour two, I want to get more into this running back situation because I like to do this. I like to do like a power ranking of right now, and a power ranking of potential, because it seemed like Dabo Swinney was very confusing. I'm not going to say confused, but he was confusing about Travis Etienne and I guess the rest of the running backs. And I think it was because it's hard to map out a depth chart when you know that the potential for a player is greater than another player or maybe the greatest of all the players, but right now he's just not. Mm-hmm. It almost feels like you have to look at it like minor league baseball in many respects, where this guy's going to be an all-star, but he's not ready yet, so we're playing this little, you know, this run-of-the-mill guy out here that doesn't have nearly the ceiling because he's closer to that ceiling than the other guy. Is that your sense of what Dabo was saying today?
Well, I mean, the bottom line is that Travis Etienne got on campus in July. Etienne, excuse me. I still don't really know how to say
it. Okay, just say it a different way every time.
He's not going to be ready to play if you get on campus in July. It's almost physically impossible. It really is. If he had come in January, we'd be having a different discussion, which is totally normal. I mean, he's a true freshman. Very rarely do you see true freshman running backs just absolutely excel in Division I college football. The bottom line, though, is that I think it depends how many games we get in. And if we're not getting production from this running back spot, Dabo might have his hands tied. He might need to try out Travis Etienne. Because if you look at the three running backs against Auburn, the longest run that any of the three had was 9 yards. That's it.
Yep.
Adam Choice, his longest run was 6 yards. C.J. Fuller's longest run was 6 yards. I mean, we went over these stats yesterday. Choice, 7 carries for 17 yards. Tavian Feaster, 3 carries for 15 yards. And C.J. Fuller, 4 carries for 9 yards. That is just, I mean, that's not going to get it done. That really isn't. And you're going to need some other help from your backfield. Kelly Bryant, his total yardage was 59 yards. He gained 88, but he lost 29 and some sacks. And that's good for Kelly Bryant. That's what you need from Kelly Bryant. But he needs some help to make that zone read and that zone pass option even like feasible, even for the defense to jump at you handing the ball off to the running back. You're going to need some help. You're going to need those guys to produce in some way.
Yeah, when I asked Dabo Swinney about Kelly Bryant, what I really was trying to say is, and we talked about this with Brad at the end of his program, the weight that was on Kelly Bryant's shoulders. You know, in terms of the run game, doing basically half of the job, at least of carries, and then most of the job in terms of yards, is that sustainable long term? Because I think what you want to do with a young quarterback or with an inexperienced quarterback, a guy who's new to a certain environment or a certain type of situation, is to take as much pressure off that guy as possible. Now, maybe you don't need to do that with Kelly Bryant, but I think it's advisable to do that with Kelly Bryant. And because of that, you've got to have one of those guys. Somebody has got to step up and take on more of the load as a running back this week.
And we're not asking for 200-yard games, are we? I mean, even just 50-yard games. A 50-yard game from Feaster or Fuller would have helped against Auburn. You know, just something of that nature. And I think it's interesting, too, Kwok. The whole offseason, we talked about and we debated, who is Clemson going to miss the most, right? Especially on that offense. And no one ever said Wayne Gallman. No one ever said that we would miss Wayne Gallman the most. But that, I think that's the player that Clemson has missed the most, at least against Auburn, because he was so consistent. As Dabo Swinney pointed out in his press conference, he was the alpha male. He was the alpha of that running back group. There was no dispute as to who was the number one guy, who was going to be consistent and get you yards and run between the tackles and also break some big runs. There was no question about it. And this year, there's a big question. And I would argue that through two games, the player you miss the most is Wayne Gallman.
I don't think we neglected Gallman in that, did we?
I think I did because, I mean, everyone was talking about Fuller, and, of course, the Feaster hype train was chugging along. I mean, maybe you did say that, that Gallman, Clemson would miss Gallman. I don't think that we did that as kind of a consensus thing.
It definitely wasn't a consensus thing. My opinion was simply that Gallman was so much better as a pass protector.
Well, yeah.
The only way you're not going to...
We talked about missing him in pass protection. We didn't really talk about missing him in terms of running the ball.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably a fair way to say
it. I'm not trying to indict us.
No, I'm just saying, in general. It's true. You put a lot of that on Mike Williams, but we saw other people around him. You put a lot on Jordan Leggett, but again, we talked about, do you really have to use a tight end in that way? And, of course, Mylon Richards been
didn't
fine.
Use one against Auburn, really, except for blocking.
And then you've got other guys in there at running back, and you're thinking maybe the committee approach works, but, boy, in terms of the one guy, you're right. Nobody's going to come close to Gallman, I don't think, this year. This hour of the program is brought to you by the same company that sponsors our studios, back where Zach Orr is making us sound great. Priority One Security. Both Blue Ridge and Priority One Security were started in 1996. Both similar in size, scope, revenue, account base, all that. Now they're all under one roof, that Priority One Security roof, and they give you the same. They give you that local focus. They give you the community involvement, the service-first pledge, the satisfaction guarantee. They're family-owned and operated, but they give you the absolute best when it comes to technology and service. The video alarm system, I love the Total Control app. It's unbelievable. At the palm of your hand, you get the best security from a company that's local. Priority One Security sponsors Hour 1 of our program today. Short break. Hour 2 live from the Indoor Practice Facility in Clemson. More interviews and analysis coming up next.